The most important thing I do in my life is daily, sustained family worship with my family. If I fail there, I feel like I fail everywhere. And I learned this from the Puritans, especially the Scottish branch of the Divines. And they taught from Joshua 24:15, the other places of Scripture. As Joshua said, it's for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, which also means we will worship the Lord. It was a daily thing. The Psalms say daily you could hear the singing in the tents of the righteous. Every day they were singing. So as I read the original resources on family worship, I came to understand that there's four things that the Bible says you need to do in family worship. One is you need to read the Bible. Two, the father, the head of the household, needs to explain the Bible to his children. Three, you need to pray together. And four, you need to sing together. And I became convinced that that was extremely important. You see, when your children go to church, it can be an artificial atmosphere. Even school can be a bit artificial compared to home. Home is the real is reality. That's where everybody lets down their hair. That's reality. If they don't get sustained daily family worship, the father doesn't speak to them every day about the Word of God and the truths of God, it's possible that children grow up in the home under perfunctory prayer, and there's not a reality, there's not a connection. But if church, home, and school, they get the same truth, and the father speaks to them from the heart in the home, like my dad did to me, that's powerful. Now, my parents had their 50th anniversary, and we, all five kids, decided to thank them for one thing each. But we wouldn't talk ahead of time. All five of us thanked my dad for the daily, for the weekly family worship with Pilgrim's Progress. And so I was convinced when my oldest was 3 years old, just a quick scripture reading and a quick prayer was not enough. And so we started to engage in a 15 to 20 minute family worship every day. And to me, it's the most important thing I do. And so we try to keep it at the level of the children. Today, my kids are older, teenagers and young adults, and so we can speak at an adult level. So we just walk our way through the Bible, and every day I speak to them for a few minutes about the Word of God, and every day they ask questions, I ask questions with them, and we dialogue. And what we found out is when you do this year in, year out, you can talk to your kids about anything. I mean, when I had to explain the facts of life to my son, it was the easiest thing to do because, well, we talked about spiritually intimate things, which are much more. And so it wasn't a big deal. So it helps communication. It puts money in the bank, so to speak, for the teen years. And it makes your kids feel like they can come to you and talk to you about anything, because they do every day. So it does all kinds of good things, spiritually and even on a natural level for your children. So I think it's the most important thing we do. Every day our children need to hear the truths of God's Word from our lips and from our heart as a father, particularly our own spiritual experiences, so they can hear it's real. So if we're reading a chapter and God has made some verse in that chapter precious to me, I'll share that with my children, what that verse means to me. And I think if I were to miss one day of family worship, my children would call me down and say, "What's wrong with you?" Because they're used to it. And so when they're used to it, they'll do it in their family, God willing, in the future. And it'll pass on through the generations. And I think the prayer is the most important part. Earnest prayer for them. Earnest prayer for your wife. So wherever I am in the world, I will call my wife every single night I'm gone, no matter what country I am, and we'll pray together. That's just part of what life is all about. You've got to pray together. You've got to talk together about the things of God.